Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya. We're ending off the 45th parak in our version of the Tanya. We're on page Tuf Resh Mem Vav. We're talking about the idea of another way of coming to love Hashem is to have rachmanis on those sparks, rachmanis on that soul that you have. Because it was in such a wonderful place, and now it's so far away, etc., etc. And it would give Hashem so much enjoyment if we could elevate that neshama back to its place. And it gets elevated by Torah and mitzvahs, because then the neshama gets out of its galus. And these things, and this unity back to Hashem is coded in terms of kissing and hugging. And we mentioned how that is a kiss is the idea of the ruach connecting with the ruach, okay, and then we got into the whole discussion of that explains the kissing of Yaakov with Rachel, and also the hugging that Laban had with Yaakov. So we were in the middle of the footnote Gimel. And we said that there was, he was discussing that Yaakov, well, really we should go back, okay. And we said, where was the hug for Rachel? There only was a kiss for Rachel, but not a hug, right? So that's where at the bottom of, and we said also that the kissing is connecting in a more inner way and hugging more of an outer way. Okay, so Torah is more of like the kissing, and the hugging is the mitzvahs. Okay, that's what he said. So when you kiss and you hug, so when you learn Torah, that's the kissing. When you're doing mitzvahs, that's the hugging. And that brings that neshama closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you're showing your mercy on it. So right at the bottom, V'yafalp, even though Shaperish Vayinashik Lo, when it says, and he kissed him, even though we explain it means that Lavan hugged Yaakov. We're talking about hugging Knesset Yisrael. Remember, Rachel was a symbolism of Knesset Yisrael. Once it already said that Yaakov kissed Rachel, this is a connecting, an interconnecting from the aspect of Yaakov. So once he already kissed Rachel, after it says Vayichabek Lo, he hugged him. This is Hamshacha Milovin Yaakov. That's a continuation from Lovin to Yaakov. Nimshachas Hamshacha Gam Rachel. So that also gets carried over to Rachel Knes Yisrael, as explained there in great length. Lachin, therefore, Kishmedaber Rabbeinu Amasha Nimshach Mi Yaakov Rachel. So we're talking about when the Tanya says what came forth from Yaakov to Rachel. And he starts with the kissing. Then he brings the aspect of hugging. That's the order of the way things happen. In the beginning, first we have the aspect of the kissing. That's from Yaakov himself. And through that, then comes, gets pulled down a higher level. Chibuk, that's the hugging. Milovin Yaakov, from Lovin to Yaakov, Alide Yaakov, and through Yaakov, Nimshachas Chazor comes back to Klal Yisrael. Valpiza Mevar, Masha Chazor Beinu Mosev, now explains what the Rebbe repeats and adds. Ve'esaka Torah, and learning Torah, Hein Bechinas Neshik and Mamish. That's Mamish kissing. Deluchor Harek Far Hizkazalel. He already mentioned that before. Why is he repeating it? Okay, Hamshachas, Nimshachas, Milovin Kolos Ve'yichabik. But that continuation that draws forth from love and incorporates the hug, kolos vayichabek vayinashik liYaakov. He hugged and kissed Yaakov, and then from Yaakov it goes to Knesset Yisrael. The nimsa comes out. Shebeneshikin, when it comes to kissing, anim shachim leKnesset Yisrael, that draws forth the Knesset Yisrael. Beis Dargis. There's two levels of this. One, Mashanim Shech Me Yaakov, that which came directly from Yaakov, Vayishak Yaakov L'Rochel, Yaakov kissed L'Rochel. Vabeis, Darga Gavoa Yosar, higher one B'Neshikin, Shemeshachem Milovan Shalomala, it's coming from Lovan, who's above, mishtalshalos through the various levels, al yidei yagav through yagav l'kneshol tukneshol, v'heim od lamala, and it's still higher mechibuk of hugging. Ukaseder ha'pasuk, as the pasuk says, v'yechapek lo, he hugged him, v'achav v'yinashol, then he kissed him. Nimsa sheish gimel madregos, there's three levels. Neshikin kisses hanimshach miYaakov that come from Yaakov, chibuk hanimshach miLavan, the hugging that comes from Lavan, neshikin hanimshach miLavan, and the kisses that come forth from Lavan. V'zeh gam haseder b'tanya, that's the order that the Tanya says. Shemasol b'chinas neshikin starts with the level of kissing, v'achav b'chinas chibuk, then the aspect of hugging, v'achav b'chinas neshika, and then comes again the kissing. V'em b'chinas neshikin madrega v'yosh, that's a kiss from a higher level. It comes from above. All right, and that's what he said earlier. Lavan was really more code, not just Lavan, but from a higher place. Therefore, b'pam harishon, the first time, it's a thought with a thought. B'pam beis machshava se'iyun, the thoughts much more in depth. If you want the kisses to continue, you can't just have a regular thought, but a much more intense thought. Okay, fine. Now let's go back to the main Tanya, which is on page Tav Resh Mem Vav. Vihine, right? Vihine al yedei zeh. So if you do this, yachalavu lebechinas ava raba biskalas level. That will bring you to a level of a tremendous amount of love by revealing the heart. Dine, v'ikar mashnit starech l'kiyam ha-Torah mitzvah. The main reason why we need to do Torah mitzvahs, hu ha'ava, this is the love. Hayiras shichelios kidei shti avoda avodas eved. We still have to have the fear, so the service is the service of a servant. V'kamokam still not ikar yislavus, the main excitement, v'va'asei tov, of the doing good in mitzvahs, himitzarav, comes from the love. Okay, and therefore, ikra kavona lishma, the main kavona you need for lishma, hanitzrachas b'va'asei tov, when you're doing positive things, trichel yos b'sarav, has come out of love. Val zeherich b'chol ha'prog, that's what he's been talking about for so long in these chapters. Shberg said in his class, what did he say new in this chapter? Shina kavona lishma, part of lishma is, yochel yos adei rachim, can be done through mercy, not just love. Mikomokom adayin ein zemas, but it's not enough. It's not enough, just mercy. Therefore, he adds in this parak, even though rachma itself is a good kavana, but still, then from the rachmim comes the love. The love follows the rachmim. You have mercy, and when you show the mercy, then that will lead you still to the love. Kirichsivas, the pasuk says, in Yeshayahu Yaakov asher podas Avram, to Yaakov who redeemed Avram, as it says. Yaakov, shuminas arachamim, Yaakov is rachamim, says the commentary. Poda redeems v'goel, es Avram Ravam, shuminas Avram, which is the level of Ava. You see, that's what we're saying over there. That's the mercy can bring the love. Dvahainu, kasher ha'ava hamusuteres, nalemes, bilvush saktikli, but when the love that's hidden is cloaked in a garment, right? Hayotzarch livtos, you have to redeem it. Ulotzi and take it out. Me'agolos ulagalos, from its exile, and to reveal it. Zodei minisra, that's through rachamim. So through the rachamim, where you're able to get to start again doing the mitzvahs, then once it comes out, the love is going to follow from that. So that is the other aspect of rachamim. That ends the 45th chapter. We now move on to the 46th chapter on Tav Resh Nun Beis. All right, this is going to start a new topic for the next four chapters, but it's still related. The perek say, the commentary says, the perek say, Yaslo Rabbeinu Levar Derech Nosefa Shal Yoda Yochel Kolecha Lor Rav Hashem. In this chapter, the Rebbe will explain another way that everyone can arouse the love for Hashem. V'yahava Shal, this is the love of what? As quoting the verse from Proverbs, Kimayim Haponim Laponim, like the water of a face to a face. The Yarchbin Nizeh is going to go into detail into this Ad Sof Perek Mem Tes through chapter 49. So that's the next four chapters topic. Says the Tanya, V'yesh derech yoshar lifneish, there is a straight path before a person, shavu l'chol nefesh, equal to all people, V'karav adavar me'od me'od. And it's very, very close. Footnote Aleph just says every time where else he said very close. I was saying very, very. So just note, it's a very, very. And what is it? La'orer u'lahayr arha'ava. It can awaken and illuminate this light of love. Hatkua, that's a set. U'musuteres belibo, and hidden in the heart. Lios me'ira betokev, to make it illuminate with power, or of the light. Ke'esh, like a fire, bo'eres, that's burning. Biskalas libamocho, by revealing what's in the heart and in the brain. To the point of limsur nafshel Hashem, to be able to give up your life for Hashem, for gufo umo'odo, your nefesh and your body and your wealth, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh umo'od, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your wealth, mi'um to live from the depths of your heart, b'emesam it truly, truly, u'befrat b'shas kriyishma, and especially when you're saying kriyishma and the brachas, as will be explained. Okay, in other words, this is a very powerful love you can unleash now. That's it. Everybody can do this. It's another way of bringing out the love. What is it? Vahu kasher yasi maliba, person has to take to heart. Vashar makasav, to understand what it says in Proverbs. Kamayim hapanim lapanim, kein lev ha'odim el ha'odim. Just like the water that reflects a face to a face, so too the heart of a person to another person. Perish. What does this mean? Kamo shekidemus vitzuras hapanim, sharamara b'mayim. Just like the form and the image of a face that a person sees in the water, right? When you look at the water, so what happens? The water, so to speak, looks back at you, right? You're looking at the water, and then you see the water is looking at you, right? Kenirla sham b'mayim osa tzurasma. When a person looks in the water, he sees himself, right? Kacha, similar, mamish lev ha'adam. So it is with the heart of a person. Haneman ba'avosol ishacher, who really loves another person. In other words, if you show, just like when I look at the water, so what do I see?
Yourself.
I see it's looking at me. It's looking at me. It's not. I don't see my back. I see myself looking at me. Right. So too, when a person shows his love to another person, that person's like the water. Hare avazu, that love, moeres avas belev chaver, it arouses the love in his friend's heart, a love to him. Gam ken also lios ovim nemesa, to him to love you as well. In other words, whatever I show the water shows me back. Whatever I show a person, the person's going to show it back to me. If I really show this a lot of love, you can count on a lot of love coming right back. It's just like the war. Very important rule. Because if you see people being nasty to you, it might be you're seeing a reflection. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize the reflection you're seeing. And that's what you have to realize.
Somebody has to initiate the action, so could be he starts to be nasty.
Well, you know, you only are in control of yours. Yes. But you're in control of your situation.
So what are you going to reflect to him if he's nasty to you?
You smile.
Yeah, that's right.
You always smile.
Yeah.
You always be nice to everybody, you know? Now you've done what you can do.
Yeah, that's right.
And quite often it works.
Change.
Quite often it works. All right, that's all the Tanya. A lot of Tanya, very little commentary. This nature, even if it doesn't look like that friend likes you, that's the whole point. The love itself, it arouses the love to the other person. Vodyoser, more than that. In other words, you know, a person is very powerful in terms of being able to be a change agent. You're able to you can pick up a whole room. You come into a room and you're excited and you're happy and this and that. You could change the whole mood with that. But he's going to say, there's more than this. Befrat, especially kisheroa avas chaver love, especially when you see your friend's love to you. Now, v'nei zel teva hanohug b'midas kolam. This is a nature that conducts itself with the character of all people. Afim heim shneim shavim b'mal. Even if they're on the same level, meaning to say, let's say the two of us are same type of people. Let's say we're two commoners. We're in the same socioeconomic status, or we'll call it it's called SES. So we could say spiritual and economic status, whatever you want to say. This is when the people are a relatively level playing field in terms of their status, right? Valachas kam kam, all the more so, what if the status of one is better than the other? Imelech godol varav, a big king comes in the room. Mara avasa gadol vatsumal ish hejod. He comes and shows big love to a commoner. What do you think that'll do for the response? And the commoner is ish hejod v'nivze v'shuffle anoshim umenuvel umutl bashva. Man, that guy's in garbage dump. He's in garbage dump. Disgusting hobo. Guy's wallowing in the garbage pit. Ah, the king comes by. In his royal entourage, he goes over. Shalom aleichem, Reb Yid. Ah, so happy to see you. Ah, such a tighter zisa yid. Now, imagine that you get a smile back. All the more so. That's what he's saying. He's saying if two equals, and you show love, you'll get love back. But all the more so if the bigger guy does it, you're going to really get lots of love. So let's see the commentary on this. That's good. You're getting there. That's what we're gonna have over here. I'm trying to. Oh, there was an important. Okay, ain't a stam richuk he'erech sheish b'melchet. It's not just a distance of value between the king and the commoner. Elias serves. It's more than this. Hamelech hu gadol v'rav. He's big. He's expansive. A hedged who nivza. He's low and repulsive. A shuffle. A noshim. A nuvel. A mutl ba'ashba. Shavzeh mutkash. What's he stressing here? B'yoseh richu. He's doing the biggest distance between. It's not like one guy's rich, one guy's poor. One guy has no self-esteem. He's a junk bucket. It's not just a question of being poor. V'av v'kein. And the king still loves him. Most of Rabbeinu Od was that Rebbe's adding more. Shalorak sham melech ova stam. It's not that the king just loves him. Ova ava gedoyl. So he really loves him. Vodiyoser sham melech mara ava. So he shows his love. Venishar zrak behergesh lovava. So it doesn't just remain as a feeling of the king. Vlorak mara. And it doesn't just show it stam. Elamara ava soha gedoyl. So he shows awesome love. Imam is gushing over him. All the love that's in there, he's letting it out. Because you may start from color product. If you're going to put all these details together, moving this understood, that love of water face to face, it's going to be aroused in the hearts of the commoner, who be yesterday, so it's going to be really big. Right? Now, there is a big footnote in Gimel that I think we need to do. That I skipped that because I didn't. I know I prepared it. Now let's see the explanation over. It's very important. I think this one is a big one. Also, another one's a big one. Mashma, he said like this: Shena perish harogo. The regular explanation of the water to the face. It's not the regular pshat. In other words, when the Tanya gave the perish to it, it can't be the regular parish, because we know what the regular parish is even without the Tanya. If you just look in the Mishlei, what does it mean? Like a face to water reflects a face, so does the heart of a person to a person. So, like, don't we get it ourselves? So why does the Tanya have to explain it? So he's saying, Masha Sheina Parish, it's not, it seems that he's not giving you the regular understanding that we would already have. Why does he have to add the word perish? Why does Tanya have to say the word perish? Meaning. What do you mean meaning? We can understand what it means without the Tanya. Isn't that the simple pshat? If I would, you know Tanya over here. You're learning the book of Mishlei. We open it up together. Just like the face of a water to a face, so is the heart of a person to a person. What would you have thought it meant? Just what the Tanya said. If you make a face, that's the face you're going to get. So what's the Tanya? So the Tanya says perish, meaning, but you understand the meaning without his commentary. So Mavarik for Kodesh Admer, one of the other rabbis explained, Ki pasuk zehu b'mishle. This pasuk in Mishlei, Now, Vinyana shall Sefer Mishlei. What's the whole idea of learning anything in Sefer Mishlei, the book of Proverbs? It's the beginning of Proverbs tells you what it's about. The beginning of Mishlei says the following words: Ladas Chachmusar, to understand Chachma, wisdom, and Musar, and however you translate the word Musar, ethics, whatever. Lalamad al pi Musar, based on a Musar way of learning, Eich Tzarchan, to know how a person should conduct his life. That's what Mishlei is about. Mishlei is a book to tell you how we're supposed to act in a proper way to people. Or to Hashem too. So this idea is also part of it. That the hearts of one person another, it's like the face that appears in the water. It's a lesson. We're learning lessons of life. Meaning to say, this is the straight way for a person to behave. Okay? It's not just telling us realities of life. You know, this is not just Mishlei is just wisdom. No, it's telling us wisdom of how we are supposed to behave. So this is a lesson of life. That's the way a person is supposed to conduct himself with his friend. If you see that your friend is smiling to you, you have to make an effort to smile back too. You can't pay back bad for good. You know, if it's King Solomon's natural to say, well, if you smile, the guy's going to smile back to you. Shkoyach. So what does that have to do with the guy on the receiving end? You're telling me, well, you should know. You know, whatever you get, you're going to get back. Well, but maybe that means to say there's a requirement of the receiver to give back. That's the insight. If somebody smiles at you, there's two points. The first, for the simple meaning is, you know, you want someone to smile at you? Smile at him. Okay. That's nice. But how about that? That's only one side of the equation. So the time you're saying, no, we have to understand a little deeper. There's a second side of the equation. If someone smiles at you, The only proper thing for you to do is to smile back. That's the perish. I mean, the parak said, this parak, Bar Rabbeinu Levar, Derech Krov, Ma'od, Lavot, Lav Hashem, he wants to find a close way to love Hashem. They should meet Bainin, Bav Hashem, Lav. And how do you do that? By reflecting how much love Hashem has for you. If you want to say that the meaning is from the says Cain Leva Adam Ella Adam, so a heart is to a heart, who should start lethal? But asking to say that you should initiate. Wait a minute. If we're talking about the first guy, well, what does that have to do with my avodas Hashem? Hare ain't a riot. It's not a proof. That's not that easy. Maybe it takes a lot of effort for the initiator. That's not so easy to go into a room of grumpy people and start smiling. Right? I mean, it's true, but time to say we're trying to get the easiest way to love Hashem. This is Rabbeinu's Machadish. Shadiyuk v'pasuk, the implication of pasuk is shavpasuk mesaper es hamitzius v'ateva. You underline that. The pasuk is talking about the reality and the nature of existence. It's the nature of water. This is the point. The nature of water. I unlocked that door, Mark, so you could have gone right into the kitchen. But whatever. Okay. The kitchen door is unlocked, Mark. Is there more to take in? What? You could take the trolley. What? You can go in the hallway, take the stroller, the door's open. Okay, I'm trying to make it easier, but fine. Okay. Shekmosh Shemayim said, it's the nature. Does the water have a choice but to smile back at you? You smile into the water. Let me think about it. No. It has to shine. It has to. It can't be any other way. You don't need to work. The water doesn't have to work on it to smile back. That's really what a person's heart, the receiving end of the heart is. This is the nature of people. The nature of a person is if you smile at him, he has to smile back. Kolosh and Rabbeinu himself, what he's going to say. You don't even have to do anything. Only you got to know. You know what you got to know? You got to see that the guy's smiling at you. Go to the nursing home. Nursing homes just feel there are lonely people. You come in with a big smile. It's almost, unless the person's really, really not healthy, you're going to get a big smile back. It's like, it's automatic. It's automatic. Because they know the person came. The person came to smile at me, to come to me. It's a knee-jerk reaction. But what if I walk in? What if I really love someone? I love them a gazillion. And I love them. But I come in with a straight face. So how does the person know that I love them? How does the person know that I love them?
Well, that'd be the first time. Then of course.
No, but know. I didn't. But I'm not smiling. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. But I'm not smiling. So they don't know that I love them. They don't see anything. So they're not going to get a reaction. V'lo yisasku, right? V'imrak yasim lev. All you have to do, you don't have to do a lot of work. All you got to do, v'imrak yasim lev, just note that Hashem loves you. V'lo yisasku, v'imrak, don't do anything else. Sha'az ein ha'choshev klautzu, not think about it. V'hechach yisarva. Then you must love Hashem back. That's what he's saying. V'hara ha'yosef, the lesson that comes out of this teaching, that comes between man and man. Now remember, King Solomon was talking about man and man, not man and God here. The Tanya is applying it to man and God. But what's the lesson in interpersonal relationship? If you want a person to love you, you got to awaken that love. To show that love. Even if the guy hates you now, don't give up. Show your love. His friend will love him. Okay. So what was the Tanya adding? The Tanya was adding here that, yes, King Solomon was teaching us lessons of life. So I don't need any Tanya to tell me the lesson of life that King Solomon said. You want someone to love you? Love him. That's all. And that's very important. You want people to like you? Show your smile to them. They will smile back. But the Tanya now is saying, but Perush, but what also, if we think about it, see that's why we're living with the first interpretation of our lives. Now Tanya gives us a brilliant way of looking at this. He says, but you see, when you go to that enemy of yours and you smile to him, he's like the water. And means it's guaranteed he's going to smile. Sooner or later, he's going to smile back. Because when he sees you love him, he has to smile. He has to. Right? That's a yisod. You're so guttle. You have a neighbor who doesn't like you. Just be smile and be nice and be nice and be nice. Sooner or later, once he realizes that you really like him, the first time you enter, he says, what's his ulterior motive? I don't think he likes me. Right, the first time you smile, the guy says, well, he's just fooling me. It's a phony world. But you're doing it every day. Every smile, how you doing? Oh, you're having a problem, I'll help you. He can't forever be angry at you. He just can't. There's going to be a tipping point where he realizes, you know, this guy's legit. This guy's legit. Right? That's a very important marriage, you know. You know, that's why, you know you love your wife. Yeah, but how often do you show it? You wonder, why is my wife so grumpy? Well, what about you? What do you mean? She knows I love her. You have to show it. So if you show it, bing! Also, it has to. It's a law of nature. So now, for us to love Hashem, well, you know what? There's no shortage of Hashem showing how much He loves us. So why? But we're all going grumping around and we're saying, Hashem doesn't love me. Hashem doesn't love me. Well, now, if I don't think Hashem loves me, then it's a lot of work for me to have to work to bring out a love. If you don't feel loved, you can still show love. You can show love. But it's very hard work. That's a lot of work. But if you are able to understand that Hashem, He's loving you like nuts. Incredible love. Unbelievable love. What else does He have to show you already? He's smiling from cheek to cheek. Right? It's showering you with smiles and everything. So now, then it should be the simplest thing in the world to love Hashem. It's not even, how could it be hard? It's automatic. You got to feel that. It's not you got to work on it. Ah, so what's the problem? Here's the problem. We're distracted. There's something else on my mind. You know, let's say your wife comes in with a big smile, you know, but you're in the middle of doing your taxes before the deadline. You got all this on your head. She comes and smiles. You didn't even notice the smile. She made you your fancy dinner, the one you love the most. Your head's in the taxes. You're eating this amazing meal. Your head's in the taxes. So then, my wife doesn't love me. What do you mean she doesn't love you? I didn't notice anything. Yeah, because you're looking somewhere else the whole time. She got dressed up nice, special for you. You don't even know, not noticing anything. Right? So that's the problem. The problem is we get distracted. And if we really think about it, this was the whole sin of the spies. This week's parsha. Hashem, look, what else can he do to show you love you? He makes it go very fast in 3 days to get to the border, and you're kvetching the whole time. You get distracted by it. Oh, it's hard. You got there in 3 days. You're going to get to the promised land. All these things. They're so distracted with what's in it for me. Is this going to be good for me? And all you got the ego, the self. You're so self-absorbed that spies. Oh, we're not going to be the Nasi anymore. We're not going to be the leaders anymore. So get so self-absorbed not being the leaders anymore. And Hashem shows them a land that it's amazing. It's amazing. Look at those fruits. It's amazing. And look, I'm even having people dropping dead all over the place so they won't even notice that you're there. You know, people are dying like crazy. It's a very terrible land. Why didn't you drink a cup out of that? And it's just because they were too busy looking at other things. And then in Dvarim it says, well, one out of it says, they said, you know Hashem wants us to go to yourself? Because he hates us. How could you say he hates you when he's doing anything? Because you're absorbed in other things. You haven't noticed anything that he's done good. And therefore, the water, you weren't working like water. Remember, water, when you look at the water is not thinking about it. You know why the water does such a good job of reflecting? Because it's not thinking about what it looks like. It's not thinking what it looks like. It is what it is. It's pure reflection. You're neshama, you should purely reflect what's coming to Hashem. So why are you not doing it? Because the water will not reflect if it's filled with dirt. If it's colored water, dirty water will not reflect. Like imagine you got clear, pristine water. But it's dirty, it's not going to reflect. So that's what the Tanya, this whole section now, you see, is opening up a whole new thing, is to get us to be able to get rid of that barrier so you can, once you realize how much Hashem loves you, you cannot respond to other than loving Hashem. That's why it's so easy. But you got to be able to remove the barriers. That's the point. And that's what these four chapters are going to talk about.